There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio. We got a fun show lined up for you today. We're going to be speaking with the boys' basketball team. We're going to talk about their season up to this point. Off to a good start, 2-1 on the young season, but we've got a team that's very experienced, and I'm very excited to see what these guys can accomplish. I know their goals are very big this season, and we're going to hear from them in person to hear how big those goals can be and what this team can do this year, make a little bit of noise. I believe when this season is all said and done. So we're going to speak with them shortly. And we're also going to do a brief recap of how some other Raider winter sports teams have done this week as well. So pretty nice, laid back, chill Raider App day. But I want to get these guys on right now because they've got to go lift weights at 10:30. So we're going to get them in, get them out of here, and hopefully speak with them a little bit later on. But right now I'm speaking with Mason Zick, Blake Christensen, and head coach Andy Birkbaum from the Raider boys basketball team. And I'm just going to bring them on and say, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning. Hello, hello, hello. Coach, first question to you I always ask is just a brief recap. It's a young season, but how the Raiders have played so far to this point?
Up and down.
Up and down?
We have actually probably had our five best players in the last 2 weeks together for one practice.
Okay.
So that's had an effect. Played very well Tuesday night with all of our players, and then last night we struggled. Which is going to happen, but so far we've played, you know, pretty well, but we need to get more consistent.
Okay, and I guess, you know, and you talk about the Tuesday night game, that was against John Marshall, a team that you guys hadn't beaten, from my research, since 2011. First time you've beat them, coach, in your career here at Northfield High School. And of course they had, is it Matt Hertz, Jalen, Matt?
Matthew. One
of the, Matthew, yeah. Hertz. And I understand from the Northfield News and Michael Hughes' report that North Carolina coaches were in attendance, apparently,
correct.
Something like that. So we're looking at Matthew Hertz. He's being recruited heavily by the D1 programs. Guys, let's talk to Mason and Blake. So that means 2011, which means you guys were just pups. So that means you guys hadn't beaten John Marshall in your careers at Northfield High School either. So just talk about what that victory this last Tuesday kind of meant for the team and where the program can move forward from that. Mason, we'll start with you.
Well, it was definitely a big win for us. We came very close to them last year,
mm-hmm.
ended up losing, I think, by one. And so it was just a big momentum for us going and starting the season off with a huge win right at home. And hopefully that'll draw more fans towards our games, because mm-hmm. I believe this will be a special year.
Okay. Blake, let's ask you that question about what did the team do well to accomplish that victory on Tuesday?
We played really well together. We also had really good offense, nice pace of the game, all that good stuff.
Okay. Coach, let's talk about the makeup of this team. This is a team I know that you like to play. You know, you get younger guys opportunities if they're able to. And I know this is a veteran team, I believe, coming back. You did lose a couple of seniors, but you had some juniors and even some sophomores that got a little bit of playing time last year that are going to see extended minutes this year. The makeup of this team, and what can we expect on the floor?
Well, it's a senior dominated team. And our seniors are going to take us as far as we can go. But right now, I think our two sophomores that have played a lot, Kip Shetney and Carson Clay, have played very, very well for sophomores. They've both been near double figures each game. Both played fairly well defensively. So we do have a nice mix of kids. Right now we have seven or eight, and we'll probably settle on a rotation mm-hmm. pretty soon. We're still looking,
yep.
you know, but It's been good so far. We, you know, Mitchell Stanchina, that's a big factor when he's not in the lineup. He didn't play against Red Wing. He didn't play last night. And he gets us – he's our best defender by far. And he gets us going on defense and raises a level of intensity of our defense. And last night that was lacking. I think you guys would agree the energy wasn't quite there. And it was tough coming off that big win. No excuses, but – he really gets us going, and so he's a big part of our team.
Okay, and, you know, I want to talk about that aspect, is the style of play. Mason, I'll ask you, is what can we expect out of this Raider team? Is it defensive-oriented to set up the offense? Is it run and gun? How do you guys, you know, what style do you want to see out of the team this year, Mason?
I would say we're very good in the transition,
uh-huh.
so we do like to push the ball up and get traps out of our 1-2-2 defense and really just push the pace up. But if we do have to play man, I believe we're each week Burke is getting us better each week at playing man-to-man defense, and so we're definitely, I would say, a run and gun team, and mm-hmm. that's what we specialize as.
All right. Blake, coming into the season, what were some of, you know, when you talked with your teammates prior to the season and what you guys wanted to accomplish and just in general conversations, what were those conversations like and what are some things the team would like to accomplish this year?
Definitely get past section final. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. a big thing.
It's been a roadblock for you guys last few years.
Yep, so. I think that's really the main thing that we're going after right now.
Okay, very good. How about, and then so you guys, I'm sure, Coach, you set goals and everything and were, you know, benchmarks where you want to see this team, you know, succeed. What were some of those that you and the coaching staff came up for these guys this year?
Well, I really feel we can compete for the Big Nine Championship, but in order to do that, you have to be consistent throughout the year. And we have a big test Tuesday night. We're going on the road to East, and I would say, you know, they're one of the top teams in the conference too. So we're going to find out right away. That's not our main goal. Our main goal, obviously, is to win the section. And so we just got to keep getting better every day, and we really like our team. You know, this is my sixth year here, and these kids have all come to the program. They know the expectations now, and when you know expectations, it makes it a lot easier for mm-hmm. everybody.
All right. Guys, on a personal note, Blake, we'll start with you. What would you say is Northfield's best rivalry that you guys have? Which team do you really like to go up against?
I really like to go up against either Austin or Owatonna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mason, same question?
I would say about the same, Austin or Owatonna, but I do also like playing JM just because it hurts there and it gives us a little more momentum.
All right. And you guys mentioned Owatonna. I find that funny because, you know, when you guys were in the, when it was the Minnesota Conference, you know, kind of some of the rivalries were, you know, maybe New Prague or Red Wing when they were good or whatever. But now that you've moved to the Big Nine, this isn't the only sport that says Owatonna. And I just love the fact that we're starting to develop that rivalry. You know, if you ask Owatonna, they'll say Faribault's their biggest rivalry, but for Northfield, Owatonna. And just what do you guys credit to that rivalry of Owatonna? Because you guys are not the first to say that. Mason, we'll back to you. Why Owatonna?
I would say they're just a really good, solid team. They've always given us a great fight every time we play them, and the gym is always packed at both places, mm-hmm. and it just adds to the gameplay. And I would say their defense is really good, and they pressure you, and so they're just an overall great team.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Mason Zick, Blake Christensen, and head coach Andy Birkbaum from the Raider boys basketball team. They are 2-1 on the season, had a nice win against John Marsh. They came up a little bit short last night against Century, but, you know, there's a lot of season left to go, and I think they're going to move on from that loss and be able to take care of business the rest of the way here. Blake, I want to go back to you and ask you personal aspects of your game that you wanted to improve upon from last season to this season.
I'd say passing the ball, assist to turnover ratio, I need to bring that up. Also shooting the ball more, I think will help the team grow.
Okay. Mason, same question to you. Aspects of your game you wanted to improve upon from last season to this season?
I would say definitely defensive wise, I need to get better at that, because I would say overall offensively I'm a solid player, so I want this year to be really focused on defense and really improve on that aspect to really help the team.
All right. Get a coach's perspective. Coach, what has this team done well? Short part is three games in, but what have you seen out of these guys in a positive aspect about what they've been doing well, whether it be practice, game, something, that aspect of the game they're doing well right now?
Well, what I've been impressed with was when we started the season, we had trouble finishing practices. Our concentration level wasn't very good. And I attribute a lot of that maybe to football. A lot of them mm-hmm. play football, and that's a long season. So we've come a long way that way, and we talk about getting better every single day. And this group, they want to do something special, so they work hard. They go to work right away, and it's not a chore to coach them, and they're highly motivated, which makes it very easy for us.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with the Raider boys basketball team. Guys, as we sort of slowly kind of wrap up a little bit, what are some, you know, you mentioned, you know, we had a nice win against John Marshall, tough one against Century last night. But, you know, what do you think, Mason, as I ask you, what do you want to take away from this being your last season here as a Northfield Raider? And whatever you do at the next level, good luck to that. But as a Northfield Raider, what's this season mean to you being a senior on this team and coming up through the program like you have?
Well, hats off to the seniors before me. They've been really great to me and really have taught me a lot, and so I kind of just want to build off of what they taught me and teach the younger kids as Burke said, we have two sophomores on the team. And so I just really want to help them grow. And if they're struggling, bring them up like the seniors did to me when I was a sophomore at the time. Mm-hmm. And also I would just help and encourage the younger kids whenever I can, whether that's going to their games or giving them high fives at the games and warmups or something, and just really encourage all the younger kids and so they can play at this level like we are now.
All right. Blake, same question to you, being a senior coming up through the program. What are you know, and the season's early, so I guess you guys are excited for that. There's a lot of season left. It'll go fast, though. So what are you want to get out of this being your final season in the Raider basketball program?
leave an impression on the program. I also want to, like Mason said, encourage all the younger kids, keep them going, keep them wanting to play. All the even younger kids, like mm-hmm. five-year-olds, give them high fives, like Mason said. Just keep doing all that stuff and keep growing the program.
And I heard that, I don't know which one of you, both of you, but when Coach came in and said you guys were doing some reffing for a youth game,
yep.
How did that go? Who wants to talk about that?
It was fun. Yeah, yep.
First time you've done that, or have you reffed youth games like that before?
This is about third week.
Third week. Oh, so you're new this year, though, doing it.
Yeah.
Do you find, and I find this is when I do play-by-play for sports, is the more you do it, the game gets slower and you're able to see things. Are you starting to see that, or is it still kind of like head on a swivel at this point, you know, right now, Mace?
Yeah, we definitely got to take it easy on like the travels and the double dribbles, but we're getting the hang of it.
All right, very good. Coach, I guess that's kind of, I want to ask you about that aspect, about these guys putting time and effort into basketball, the younger kids, giving them, you know, motivation to keep going to playing basketball and doing stuff like this, reffing and everything. How does that make you and the rest of the coaching staff feel, these guys away from the court, still being a part of basketball, being part of the Raider program and all that stuff?
Well, that was the main goal I had when I came to Northfield here, is to build a program from the bottom up. And these guys were in, what, fifth or sixth grade when I came in? And I knew a lot of their parents when I came in, but we start them in kindergarten, and mm-hmm. we want these young kids to know the older kids on the team. A lot of our support comes from the kids in our program. And these guys came when they were young, and they look up to a lot of the Raiders. And, you know, it's something that it has a snowball effect when you get everybody involved and they recognize younger players. And it just takes off from there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get to a state tournament, then it really snowballs. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's our main objective. And we're going to do everything in our power. I know these guys will, too, to get there. And like I said, we got 65 practices in a year, and we've had, what, 15? So mm-hmm. we've got a long ways to go. But we're very, very excited about this team, and we really like the support we've gotten from the community. The gym's been packed, absolutely packed, the first two nights, so that's been really good.
All right, and we got Brad Prestman. He's back on doing the play calling for KYMN this year, so KYMN will definitely be at a number of your games this year, and you can listen to KYMN if you can't make it to the gym. But I encourage you to go. I haven't been to many games over the years. That atmosphere, that basketball atmosphere is quite fun when you get a packed gymnasium at Northfield High School. Guys, as we go ahead and just wrap up the interview, just one final question before we get you out of here, and you can go start lifting and then get a practice going at 11, is, you know, so you guys are 2-1 on the season. Obviously, I think you guys are going to look at last night's game as, you know, hopefully just a little bump in what is going to be a long season. You know, enjoy the journey. But Mason, what's the encouragement and the message got to be from now until the end of the season when you guys get into sections? What's the message that you need to convey?
As a captain, I just really need to stay positive with the guys. We had a tough game last night against Century, but I believe that we're a better team than what we showed last night. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, we're gonna have some bumps in the road, but that doesn't mean we can't end up doing something special. And I mean, not every great team goes undefeated in the regular season, so
right.
I believe that we can just keep getting better every day, and if road bumps come along, just get over them and put them in the past and don't worry about them anymore.
Blake's along those same lines as being a senior. You hear Mason say the message, but now what do you need to do, you and Mason and some of the other seniors, as far as, you know, you can say a lot, and that goes a long ways. I know it did when I was an underclassman, to the what the captains would tell us, but you have to show it as well. So what are some things effort-wise you guys can show to show what it's going to take to be successful? You got to work hard. I mean, how do you
for
do
the
that?
Younger guys, we can teach them how to get over the bumps. Like me and Mason, we've gone through a lot through the program and mm-hmm. stuff. So just getting over the humps and also just being successful.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We'll be talking with you guys later on down the road. We'll let you get a few games in here, kind of find your footing, see where you guys are, and then maybe come January when you guys are playing three games a week all the time. We'll be talking a lot more about that. But for right now, 2-1, congratulations, good record. Keep it going, and good luck at practice today. Good luck next Tuesday, you said, Coach, is your next game?
At Mankato East.
At Mankato
we're
East.
At home Thursday again. Yes, Albert Lee.
Very good. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks.
All right. That's head coach Andy Birkbaum, also Mason Zick and Blake Christensen from the boys' basketball team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
The staff, management, and drivers at Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines would like to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a very happy new year. Everyone at Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines thanks you for your patronage and looks forward to serving the Northfield community and surrounding areas.
95.1, the one station where you won't hear the same songs hour after hour.
And welcome back to Raider Rep, everybody. Boy, great conversation with those guys. Always enjoy talking with the Raider boys basketball team. Let's go ahead and talk about some other Raider sports as it pertains to Raiderland. First off, let's continue to go with wrestling. The Raider wrestling team had a couple of meets this week, and as I get through my stuff here... All right. So Northfield had a couple of meets this week. They had a Coon Rapids dual tournament earlier this week, and for the second, or last weekend, I should say, for the second straight weekend, the Northfield wrestling team returned home with a second place finish. This time it was at the Coon Rapids dual tournament. In the first round, Northfield blew past Irondale 77-0 in the quarterfinals, then surged past Coon Rapids 46-18 in the semis, before falling 35-27 to Class 3A 9th-ranked Moundsview in the finals. The Raiders, which were ranked 10th in Class 3A, swiped second at the Dick Shields Faribault invite December 1st. And then they had a dual meet against Owatonna, and this is a game, a team that the Northfield Raiders are hopefully trying to catch. You know, they lost a tough one to Owatonna in that Dick Shields tournament. I believe they lost by 3 points or something. This is the team that they wanted. If they're going to make a move in the Big Nine, this is the team they got to beat. Owatonna beat them this week, 46-19, year final. A couple of wins for the Raiders. Chase Murphy won at 113 pounds. Drew Woodley won by a major decision at 138 pounds. So there's a couple of opportunities for them. And then Northfield also had a match against Mankato West, and Northfield defeated West 49-12. Those ones. Chase Murphy wins by forfeit. Jake Mester wins by major decision. Drew Woodley wins by pinfall. Ethan Johnson won. So lots of Colby Olson is in there as well. So lots of goodness for the Raider wrestling team. And they're having success this year. It'll be interesting. They'll finish definitely top half of the Big Nine, but they're going to have some work to do if they hope to take on Owatonna. They've got to be a little bit better against some of those key teams that that the Raiders are going to be going up against. Northfield girls basketball blows past Rochester Century. After a pair of losses, Northfield girls basketball was in need of a win. The problem was the overall health of the Raiders wasn't cooperating, leading up to Friday's trip to battle Rochester Sentry. Sophomore forward Annika Richardson ended up missing the game with what Coach Tony Matheson called a lower body injury. Senior forward Emma Carlson was out sick, and sophomore guard Emma Fabek was dropped from the starting lineup and played sparingly off the bench after she missed school Thursday with the flu. Even without three of its starters, Northfield raised to a 66-37 victory. Matheson says, quote, "It was a good time to get a win after a couple losses to right the ship a little bit heading into the weekend." Again, this is compliments of Michael Hughes, the sports editor at the Northfield News. We have a great relationship with them. Michael does it for a living. He goes around and goes to all these games. I, unfortunately, am not able to do that, so kind of let you know due to his work. So thank you, Michael, for doing this. Senior guard Maddie Hessian, senior guard Nora Lemkuhl, and sophomore guard Emma Hodab all slid into the empty slots in the starting lineup and helped the Raiders race out to a 31-19 halftime lead. Rachel Kelly led the Raiders with 28 points. The Raiders are now 3-2 overall and 3-2 in the Big Nine Conference. Northfield boys hockey was in action. They had a game against Rochester Mayo, and the Northfield Raiders lost to Rochester Mayo 5-1. The 15th ranked Raiders had five separate breakaways, and they were not able to take advantage of it. Mike Lovecraft said after the effort, "We might not get five breakaways the rest of the year, and we had five in this game. Kudos to their goalie, and we knew he was good coming in." That goalie for Rochester Mayo, senior Jacob Gatke, finished with 25 saves. The first period ended knotted at one goal apiece, with both teams scoring on a power play. Northfield's tally came via senior forward Zach Marvin, who powered home a rebound off senior forward Devin Jurek's initial attempt. But the Raiders lose 5-1 to Rochester Mayo. And I am missing some stuff here. All right, let's go ahead and continue with boys hockey. With the new first line and a fresh face in net, the boys hockey notched a 6-3 win against Mankato West on Tuesday night at Northfield Ice Arena. The win was the first of junior goalie Cal Frank's varsity career. While that shift was an ordinary one, as Northfield coach Mike Lovecraft typically likes to rotate a pair of goalies in and out at the start of the season, the five new skaters in front of him wasn't quite as run-of-the-mill. The typical top five for the Raiders took the ice second, a choice Lovecraft made to try and work all 20 of his skaters in the game, which meant sophomore forward Carson Van Zylen pulled double duty as the center for the typical top, skating second Tuesday and on the fourth line in the first and third periods. So nice job there by the Raiders, getting a victory over Mankato West. Girls hockey. Northfield girls hockey racked up the goals in an 11-1 victory list last Tuesday at Rochester Sentry. All in all, eight different players scored for the Raiders. Senior forward Lizzie Morshing, senior defender Kate Boland, and senior forward McKenna Nelson all tallied two goals each, while sophomore Jess Boland, sophomore Peyton Fox, junior forward Audrey Pagel, and senior forward Julia Noel, eighth grade forward Ava Stanchina all netted a goal apiece. The Raiders jumped out to a 3-1 lead after the first period, despite only a 9-7 advantage in terms of shots after a long week with games against Holy Angels, Mankato East, and Class A number 1 ranked Railroad. The Raiders are 8-4 overall, 6-0 in the Big Nine. That was coming in. That was coming into a game against Thursday against Rochester Mayo. After one period, Northfield girls hockey was objectively dominating the flow of Thursday's game at Mayo with a 22-shot advantage. The problem was the scoreboard didn't agree, as neither team was able to score in the first 17 minutes. That changed in the second, though, when the Raiders scored both goals in their 2-0 victory, which featured a final shot count of 63-5 in favor of the Raiders. The good thing for our kids was in the first, we had 20 shots in goal and didn't get anything, but we never really panicked and kept pressing, head coach Brent Bielenberg said. We got one that trickled through and then another power play goal. Freshman defender Cambrian Monson scored first for the Raiders, unassisted, 6 minutes 51 seconds into the second. With 2:54 to play in the second, sophomore forward Maya Westling converted on the power play off assists from Monson and senior forward Lizzie Morshing. Mayo goalie Michaela Paul, who will play at the University of Minnesota next year, finished with 61 saves, while Northfield senior goalie Rachel Bielenberg made the five necessary saves against the Spartans to notch her fourth shutout of the season. Alpine ski. Instead of a classical or pursuit format, the Raiders were grouped into teams of three for some relay competition at Theodore Worth Park in Minneapolis. The top Northfield girls team of junior Jess Messner, junior Caroline Peterson, and junior Katie Schroer nearly came away with the title as well, but it finished a few yards behind the co-op of Lakeville North and South. Peterson completed the 4K course in 10 minutes, 2 seconds, while Schroer did so in 10:11, and Messner in her leg of 11:25. This is Nordic ski, and I'm sorry, not Alpine. The next three fastest Raiders were sophomore Claire Bussman, junior Celine Falcon-Geest, and junior Allison Goodell. On the boys' side, senior Josh Beisel paced the top relay team on the boys as he finished the course in 10:24, a drop in time from last week's first race of the season, which was actually slightly shorter than the course on Monday. Senior Simone Gattani was the second fastest Raider boy in 10:43, while sophomore Martin Bryce finished in 10:45. Eighth grader Sam Folan did so in 11:10. Junior Owen Halls was at 11:15, and eighth grader Johannes Schroer finished in 11:33. So a different style of play for the Northfield Nordic ski team. I'm glad they have some snow out there where they can do a little bit of skiing. It's very, very good and nice for them. And then today, Northfield Raider Mitchell Stanchina is going to be recognized. He's in the Northfield All-Star Showcase that's going on today at U.S. Bank Stadium. He's representing the SELF team. He was one of 92 players across the state of Minnesota selected for the two squads, North and South. After accumulated 546 yards rushing and 584 yards receiving for 17 total touchdowns this year, head coach Bubba Sullivan says of Stanchina, it certainly shows the kind of talent level we have. We have kids that are capable and chosen to play in the game, which puts a nice feather in the cap of our program. But the main thing is it's a great experience for the kids that get to go. Jeff Runnigan, a lineman now at Bemidji State, represented Northfield last year, while wide receiver Joey Eckhoff, who just finished his football career at St. John's, and lineman Justin Raines were selected in 2014, and lineman Max Weaver made the trip in 2012. Stantino said Monday night he hasn't yet reached out to anyone he knew that participated in the event before, but was planning on it before driving up for the event's first practice Wednesday at Augsburg in Minneapolis. So congratulations to Mitch Stanchina. Good luck today, young man, as you are in the North-South Minnesota All-Football All-Star Showcase. And that's going to do it for Raider Wrap for today. Again, I want to thank my guests, Blake Christensen, Mason Zick, and head coach Andy Birkbaum from the Raider Boys basketball team. And thank you for tuning in as well. And we will be back next week with an all-new Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One, AM 1080, and streaming online at kymnradio.net.